Events leading up to the martyrdom of Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu. When the rebels reached inside, they found Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu reciting the Holy Quran. Muhammad bin Abi Bakr was among the attackers, and due to the power he commanded over the rebels, he considered it his duty to be at the forefront of everything. He advanced and took hold of Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu by his beard and gave it a violent tug. In response to this action of his, Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu only said this much, "O my brother's son, if your father," meaning Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, "had been here now, he would have never done such a thing. What has happened to you? Are you displeased with me for the sake of God? Are you angry at me for anything other than the fact that I have made you fulfill the rights of God?" Upon this, Muhammad bin Abi Bakr turned back in shame. However, the rest of the rebels remained there, since definite news had been received that the army of Basra would reach Medina that night, and this was their last opportunity. The rebels had decided that they would not return without completing their mission. One of them advanced and struck the head of Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu with an iron rod. Then he kicked the Quran, which was placed opposite Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu. The Holy Quran went tumbling towards Hazrat Usman, and drops of blood fell upon it from his head. What to talk of dishonoring the Holy Quran? The virtue and honesty of these people became fully exposed by this event. The verse upon which the blood of Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu fell was a magnificent prophecy that was fulfilled in its own time, with such grandeur that a person who possessed even the hardest of hearts closed his eyes out of fear after beholding a glimpse of its blood-stained words. The verse was, "فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ." Allah will surely avenge thee against them, for He is all-hearing, all-knowing. Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 138. After this, a person by the name of Saudan advanced and desired to attack him with a sword. When he made his first strike, Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu shielded himself with his hand, and his hand was wounded. Upon this he said, "By God the Exalted, this was the first hand to write the Holy Quran." After this, Saudan made a second attack in an attempt to assassinate Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu, but his wife Naila moved forward and stepped in between. This evil person, however, did not even hesitate to strike a lady. He attacked her, and her fingers were severed. Consequently, she got out of the way. After this, he made another attack upon Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu and severely wounded him. Then, in the thought that perhaps he had not died yet and may survive, when Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu was writhing in agony and fell unconscious due to the pain of his wounds, this wretched person immediately took his neck and began to strangle him. This man did not release the neck of Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu until his soul departed his physical body and flew to the heavenly world, eagerly accepting the invitation of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." Surely to Allah we belong, and to Him shall we return. Surah Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 157. At first, overwhelmed by the horror of this scene, the wife of Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu was unable to speak. She finally called out for help, and the people sitting at the door rushed inside. However, any help was now useless. What was to happen had already taken place. When the freed slave of Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu saw the blood-stained sword which had been used to martyr Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu in the hands of Saudan, he was unable to restrain himself. He advanced and severed the head of Saudan with his sword. In turn, one of his associates killed him. Now the throne of the Islamic Empire was empty of a Khalifa. The people of Medina deemed further efforts to be futile, and all of them returned to their respective homes. After martyring Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu, the rebels began to terrorize the members of his household. The wife of Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu desired to move away, and when she left, a wretched person from among them remarked to his associates, "Look at the size of her buttocks." Undoubtedly, for a respectable man, no matter what religion he belongs to, it is difficult to even fathom that the rebels would express such foul views at a time when they had just martyred the foremost pioneer companion radiallahu anhu of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His son-in-law, the king of the Muslim Empire, and then the Khalifa of the time. However, their indecency was so immense that no evil deed was beyond them. These rebels were neither in pursuit of any good objective, nor did their party consist of righteous people. Some of them were admirers of the deceptive, anti-Islam, strange and peculiar teachings of Abdullah bin Sabah, the Jew. Others were fascinated by the concept of excessive socialism, rather, Bolshevism. Some were criminals who had served sentences and were looking to spill out their animosity, while others were robbers and bandits who saw this conflict as a means of fulfilling their ends. In short, their indecency is not surprising. As a matter of fact, it would have been surprising if these people had not behaved in such a manner. While the rebels were pillaging and plundering, another freed slave could not restrain himself when he heard the screams and cries of the household of Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu. The slave attacked and killed the person who had killed the first slave. At this, they killed him as well. The rebels even took off the jewelry worn by the women and left the house laughing and mocking.